Everyone, welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case HI-23-034 regarding Mr. Steven Rodriguez. The time is now 9:05 a.m. on March 20th, 2024. My name is Daniel Carthel. I'm the investigator assigned to the case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees today introduce themselves along with their title and purpose. We'll start with board staff.
Brandon Eaton, assisting investigator.
Thank you.
Orlene Lohr, investigations manager.
Thank you.
Dale Elliott, investigator.
Thank you, sir.
Scott Donald, assistant attorney general, acting counsel for the board.
Thank you, sir. And then EAC members?
Yeah. Dennis Knobley, EAC member.
Thank you, sir.
Jim Brown, EAC member.
Thank you, sir. Yeah.
Roger Skaggs, EAC member, member of the Home Inspectors Rules and Standards Committee, and I'm fitting somewhere else too. So with that, I'm in.
Awesome, thank you, sir. Mr. Collier?
Greg Collier, yes, Greg Collier, licensed home inspector and EAC member.
Thank you.
Anthony Cucci, EAC with your name member.
Thank you, sir. And then our respondent, Mr. Rodriguez.
Steve Rodriguez, IT Home Inspector.
Thank you, sir. And Ms. Bell?
Laura Lee Bell.
Thank you. Ms. Bell is our alleger. So just a few reminders before we move forward with the meeting. The meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers will need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself before speaking so it's clear who is speaking. This becomes important when we go back to review the recording so we can tell who said what. To avoid any disruptions, all cell phones will need to be either turned off or placed on silent mode. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of the meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask all parties to conduct themselves in a professional manner. This EAC meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on March 28th of 2023 related to a home inspection in Ajo, Arizona, on or about February 19th of 2023. This EAC meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessment. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during the case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in the case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I would like to, I will be asking committee members if they have done so and if they feel comfortable serving on the committee without any conflicts with respondent or alleger. Excuse me. For the record, I will call you all by name. And if you could signify yes or no as to whether you're good to move forward without any conflicts. Mr. Skaggs?
Yeah, I have no conflicts.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Collier?
Yes, ready.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Brown?
Yes, no conflicts.
Appreciate it. Mr. Nobley?
No conflicts.
Thank you. And Mr. Cucci?
No conflicts.
Thank you, sir. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted starting with alleger and then moving on to respondent. During the interview of respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after the interviews have been conducted or concluded. Any party on the phone not being interviewed will have to disconnect the call and will receive a call from me once it's your turn for your interview. So when we move into executive session, we're going to start off with Ms. Bell as the alleger. So Mr. Rodriguez, when we get to that point, I'm going to have you disconnect, and then we'll call you back when it's your turn for your interview.
Okay.
And I'll let you know when we get to that point.
Thank you.
So at this point, I'd like to call for a motion to enter an executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence. If I could get a first from an EAC member.
I make a motion. This is Dennis. I make a motion that we enter an executive session.
Thank you. Can I get a motion? Perfect. Thank you, Mr. Carlier. And we'll need to do a quick roll call vote. And this is just a vote, yes or no, to go into executive session. Mr. Skaggs?
Yes, ready.
Thank you. Mr. Collier?
Ready.
Thank you. Mr. Brown?
Ready.
Thank you. Mr. Nobley?
Yes, ready.
Thank you. And Mr. Cucci?
Ready.
Thank you, sir. All right. It is now 9:07. I will go ahead and exit open session.